Good afternoon, my friend. Yes, it is Monday, December the 18th. Robbie Noel with you on the flip side for 1 hour. It's going to be an interesting hour. I just spent the last 3 minutes looking for my glasses. They were on top of my head. I don't know whether this is a sign of senility setting in or just getting old. Anyway, this hour brought to you by the Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address, republictradinggroup.com. This morning started off an unusual day with numerous reports circulating the internet about China dumping the U.S. dollar. Well, we'll get into that after we give you the market update for the day. Dow Jones Industrials closed the day down 4 points at 12,441. NASDAQ shredded 21 points to close the day at 2,435. According to the Talking Heads on CNBC, Wall Street fell for the first time in 4 sessions today as concerns about the technology and energy sector overshadowed some $81 billion in takeover activity. You see, they worried about other things on Wall Street. They're not worried about real issues. In the gold market, gold in New York City closed up 30 cents at $616.40. Silver went the other way, closed down 41 cents on the day, $12.47. Platinum was flat at 1,104. Palladium up $2 at 325. Currently in Asian trading, gold up 80 cents at $617.20. Silver up 9 cents at $12.59. No action in platinum or palladium. Crude oil is off 7 cents to $62.14 a barrel. Apparently, there's mild winter next week in the Midwest, so there's no worries about heating oil. U.S. dollar was marginally weaker today. It closed at 83.71. So what were these stories about China dumping the dollar? Why didn't it have an effect on the U.S. dollar today? Or if it did, it only had a slight effect. And where's Mr. Paulson now that he's back from China? Well, when it snows, you go to Vail for a skiing vacation. Anyway, stay tuned, my friends. A lot more coming up after this.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Well, Granddaddy was a hillbilly scholar, blue collar of a man. He came from the school where you didn't eat nothing if you couldn't make it with your own two hands. He was backwoods, backwards, used words like no sir, yes ma'am, by God be darned. Hell yeah, I'm American. In all the years he walked this earth, I swear all he did was work. Said the devil dreams on an idle horse, so you listen to me, squirt.
Welcome back, my friends. Before we get into, it was a hot topic this morning around the internet. I even got phone calls from a lot of people. What's happening? The world's coming to an end. Well, let's deal with some, real issues. This is from Bloomberg News today. Venezuelan leader Hugo Chavez is directing a growing share of the country's oil profits into euros as the dollar and crude oil prices fall. The dollar, down 9.5% against the euro this year, may face more pressure in 07 because Venezuela and oil producers from the United Arab Emirates to Indonesia plan to funnel more money into the single European currency. The U.S. dollar has suffered a long process of deterioration, said Domingo Maza Zavala, one of the seven board members at the Central Bank of Venezuela. He said this in a December 14th interview. The diversification strategy started this year. The Central Bank of Venezuela slashed the percentage of its $35.9 billion worth of its reserves invested in dollars and gold to 80% from 95% a year ago, according to Zavala. The country, the world's fifth largest oil supplier, has boosted its euro holdings to 15% from less than 5%. The dollar has slumped against the European currency in 2006 as growth in the euro region outpaced the U.S. for the first time in 5 years. So what do we make of this? Do we need to be concerned that oil-producing nations are switching their currency strategy to anything but the dollar? At the same time, Iran made it official today that it is conducting all its business in euros. So what about this China dumping the dollars? Well, if Venezuela is dumping the dollars, various other Arab Emirates are dumping dollars for euros. Is there anything to the story about China dumping $1 trillion. Well, as we said, a report started circulating through the net this morning. It was an article that came from the Hal Turner Show. And the article was entitled, China to Dump $1 Trillion in U.S. Reserves. Now, the Chinese, apparently, according to the article on the Hal Turner Show, have told the Bush administration that they will not sit back and lose their shirts on a U.S. dollar collapse, and that they are getting out fast and large. The article goes on to add that China was allegedly asked to withhold the announcement until bullion markets closed for the weekend to prevent an instant spike in gold and silver prices. This delay will give the world the weekend to consider appropriate action rather than have a knee-jerk reaction which could see the U.S. dollar totally collapse. Well, as the article obviously came out this morning, and the dollar fell marginally, and gold climbed marginally, and silver fell marginally, how much is there fact in this story about China dumping the dollar? But let's take a deep breather here. Amidst the rumors of an impending dollar decline, and actually examine the reality of the Chinese position. Now, these are the reasons, according to the article, that the Chinese are ready to dump the dollar fast and large. Number one reason, the Federal Reserve Bank ceased publishing M3 data in March, making it nearly impossible for anyone to know how much cash is being printed. China said this act made it impossible to tell how much the dollar is worth. Well, if they wanted to find out how much the dollar is worth, they could go to the Federal Reserve's own webpage. They have a little calculator there, and you can find out exactly what the dollar is worth today, as opposed to what it was worth in, say, 1913. Number two reason, the U.S. dollar has lost upwards of 30% of its value against other foreign currencies in the recent past, meaning China has lost almost $300 billion simply by holding U.S. dollars in its reserves. Number three, the U.S. has no plans whatsoever to reduce deficit spending or ability to pay down any of its existing debt without printing money to pay it off. Again, the article, for these reasons, China has decided to implement an aggressive sell-off of U.S. dollars before the rest of the world does so. China reportedly told the U.S. delegation, and we quote, "We are the largest holder of U.S. currency, and if the rest of the world unloads theirs before we unload ours, we will lose our shirts." Those Chinese are so clever with their analogies. So the question, I guess, is what would be the implications of such a sell-off? Because this would cause a worldwide sell-off of dollars, create almost immediate hyperinflation in the United States, and also impact world markets at a level worse than the Great Depression of 1929. And yet, my friends, as you can imagine, there are other opinions that do not exactly concur with the article posted on halturner.com. In a recent article that was put out by Reuters, Chris Buckley was the author. The headline of the article read, "Manage Reserves but Avoid One Jump, China Official." The article says that the surging balance of payment surplus is China's biggest economic problem, but Beijing must avoid the turbulence that a sharp rise in the yuan would bring, according to a senior banking regulator. This senior banking regulator estimated that China needs no more than $700 billion in foreign currency reserves, and the country is facing losses on its dollar bond holdings, proposed exploring alternative channels for investing its $1 trillion stockpile. So what do we derive from this article? Perhaps the long term, at least long-term-ish, gold and silver could get a huge move up as a result of China's currency activities. How large is the question? Well, gold could perhaps go as high as $2,000 an ounce or more. Silver perhaps going to $100 an ounce. But amid much of the hype about the ruin that began latest round of speculation this morning, let's offer you another perspective. And the reason may be as simple as this. The dollar is still the world's dominant currency, and all the major players, OPEC, European Union, and of course Asia and China, have a stake in making sure it does not decline too fast. Additionally, the United States is a major consumer nation, and crippling such a large market without a replacement is not likely a positive move for producing natures such as China or even Japan. China does not exist in a vacuum. The leadership has its own problems. Nearly half a billion impoverished rural Chinese who seemingly do not believe they are getting their fair share of the current prosperity and continue to present a threat of civil disturbance. China needs to continue its industrial expansion until it can move out of these rural dissidents, move these poor people into cities where they can find work other than hand-to-mouth farming. In the meantime, terminally undermining the economy of one of China's major trading partners is not likely going to help bring about continued prosperity that China's leaders believe is necessary to modernize while maintaining the current fairly unstable system. Perhaps this is why senior Chinese officials quoted as saying China needs to move some of its assets out of the dollar, emphasize the gradualism with which China intends to decrease its position in American dollars. We'll have more when we return.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com. Or call 702-953-0267.
The dollar. What's new? By the way, for whatever strange reason, it always happens while I'm doing a show, the phone starts ringing off the hook. If you get in, when you call us at Republic Trading Group and we don't answer the phone, it's just for a number of reasons. More than likely, the reason we don't answer the phone is because we're talking to a client on another line. And sometimes it's rude to put people on hold and answer another call. So sometimes, while we're speaking to clients and giving them our utmost attention, we just let the phone ring. Now, there is this electronic device called a answering service that we have on online, where you can actually leave a voice message, such as, "Hi, this is Bill. Here's my number. Please call me back." And guess what? We do. But for whatever strange reason, the phone always rings while I'm doing a show. Anyway, we're talking about the coming dollar collapse. Big hype this morning, thanks to Hal Turner's website, caused all kinds of consternation. People couldn't understand why gold wasn't up $500 an ounce, or silver was up $100 an ounce this morning, because after all, it seemed pretty imminent that things were going to happen. Well, it's not only, just so you know, it's not only speculation about this rife on the internet. There are people seriously concerned about the dollar collapse, and they're not all Hal Turner show type people. You've got David Walker, head of the government accounting office, guy, poor guy, is blue in the face talking about the fiscal consequences the United States faces if people in positions of power do not address these serious issues. People in foreign countries are South Africans are concerned about the collapse of the dollar. According to a report from South Africa Today, the implications for South Africa if the dollar were to collapse would be severe. A dollar depreciation would cause capital losses to South Africa's reserves. As a general rule, composition of reserves in South Africa is based on the denomination of its external debt. And in the case of South Africa, external debt commitments are not denominated in U.S. dollars alone. Following in the footsteps of emerging nations, South Africa has been practicing a conservative reserve policy since the beginning of 2001. The South African rand, which was a 20 rand to the dollar in 2001, is currently at 6 rand to the dollar, making it one of the fastest appreciating currencies in the world. This has been possible only through a constant accumulation of dollars and active intervention to keep the rand competitive in the global trade. Capital and portfolio inflows to bridge current account deficits have also strengthened the rand. The dollar managed to stave off the threat posed by the Korean Central Bank, but it remains to be seen how the U.S. currency will react to similar decisions from other Asian banks. At this moment in time, educated guesses say that it would be prudent for Africa not to put all its money into a dollar basket. Raising rates would kill any chance of avoiding a recession, but in terms of the dollar, we can't raise the rates fast enough when the dollar starts to decline quickly. If the dollar collapses, it looks like it will be caused by a group of people in a central bank, most probably in Asia, who will start the move away from the dollar, and when it happens, you're going to see other central bankers covertly trying to follow. The move will magnify very quickly and could become a full-fledged panic and a dollar collapse. Recent reports have shown that the U.S. gross domestic product growth slowed to 1.6% in the third quarter, the lowest in more than 3 years. Will a declining dollar help narrow the U.S. trade deficit with China? That's an interesting question. You could take a 30% decline in the value of the dollar, according to Mr. Williams, quoted from a WorldNet Daily article, and it would not make much of a dent in our trade deficit with China, not as long as Bush administration trade policy continues to be one-sided in favor of China. The Fed is faced with an impossible circumstance, with the trade and budget deficits being run by the Bush administration, Williams said. Well, all very interesting. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com, or call 800-724-2719. It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Monday. Alan Greenspan last week didn't help out matters by not pretty much confirming that, well, you shouldn't have all your eggs in one basket talking about the dollar. Let's go to the phones. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Robbie. Roger in Pennsylvania.
How you doing, Roger?
Hey, I guess on China, last guy out of the water doesn't take as much of a bath, right? Or first guy out of the water. Hey, you know, on the current state of the Iraq war and, you know, all I heard on Clear Channel today was the usual ineffective commiserating about what would need to be done to fix the war and the lack of resolve to do so. Nothing, of course, about the 1 million or so troops that would be required to pull it off, or the other possibility, the virtual global thermonuclear war or other substantial mass annihilation component that would need to be thrown into the mix to pull it off. And yet, nary a mention of Bush's gimmick du jour, you know, the surge strategy of some 50,000 troops, which should buy him another, at least a couple more weeks of plausibility among the simplistic, reductionist, brainwashed?
Sure. Well, it's, you know, look, the problem with today's crop of politicians is none of them are students of history. They've never studied, well, it's apparent to me they've never studied, other events very similar to what, I mean, because what was going on in Iraq is not something new. It's part and parcel of what happens with occupying forces in foreign lands. The French had this experience in the 50s with Algeria. Now, you're talking about Algeria, substantially smaller country than Iraq is. But the French, in order to bring stability to the country, sent in 400,000 troops. And they left with their tails between their legs after that foreign policy failure. So for the Bush administration to think that sending 30,000 troops, which is the equivalent size to the New York Police Department, which polices the city of New York, sending in 30,000 troops in order to police a country to the additional 130,000, I mean, it's ludicrous on its face. And so subsequently, what we are dealing with in Iraq is, and it's the unfortunate thing the grunts are dealing with in Iraq right now, is who's going to be the last to die for a lie.
Hey, I noticed something else, and it's not just with me locally, although that's happened too for the first time, but there's really, and aside from David Duke showing up at the Holocaust conference there in Iran, is there's really been a ratcheting up, even aside from that, of ferreting out all these anti-Semites in every nook and cranny. I heard it. It's always been kind of an absurd extremes, but as this war comes crashing down, they're really. They have now have. The Jimmy Carter magnified into 10 times the anti-Semite that Pat Buchanan was. You could be charitable.
Why are you calling Jimmy Carter an anti-Semite?
Well, I'm just telling you what they're saying. I mean, he's at best a chucklehead. That's being charitable, of course.
Well, sure. I mean, but his book is, I'm very critical of Jimmy Carter, but he's, is it factual what he says that Israel government runs this country like the former South African government? He's absolutely correct. Of course there is, because there's a hierarchy in citizenship in Israel. Not all Israelis have equal citizenships. The big point that, and I guess it's one of the things that amazes me, is when people talk about this conference on the Holocaust, and obviously spokesmen like ADL and the Bush administration and pundits on television, they refer to this conference as Holocaust deniers who want to destroy Israel. If you have read the speeches by many of those opposed to Israel, it is not that they are calling for the destruction or the removal of Israel. Their argument is against the Zionism movement within Israel. They are not talking about wiping out the country. They are mainly talking about the political movement known as Zionism. And so it is always interesting to note that when people chastise anybody who wants to question the Holocaust as anti-Semitic, it's just this canard that they throw out. Look, Israel's in a serious problem right now as we speak. I mean, this is a country that's hired one of the world's most expensive PR agencies in order to improve its image. The world is becoming much more informed than it was many years ago. A lot of people didn't understand Zionism in any way, shape, or form.
Do you think there's even a single one of these American politicians that we've heard that can be quite the as stupid as they apparently appear to be on the idiot box on the Iraq war? Clueless on the Iraq war and their various statements. I mean, from Reid to Harry Reid, yesterday, to any one of them that really can be quite as stupid as their comments. I think they're basically all liars.
They're protecting certain long-held belief systems that they have and positions that they have. And one of the positions, especially the Democrats that hold, is you don't question Israel in any way, shape, or form. Any criticism of Israel is seen as a sign of anti-Semitism. Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi are deep in the pockets of AIPAC. And so they are going to obviously say whatever is going to constitute AIPAC members throwing cash at them. It's the same as John McCain over the weekend making a statement that he supports America's Israeli policy and he stands by Israel. The only reason why he's saying this is because obviously he's pandering to the Jewish vote, the East Coast Jews.
Any difference with my opinion that McCain in particular is the potentially most dangerous kind of politician? And that's
that's because of his naivete on world affairs. You know, I mean, yeah, I mean, look, you know, I hate to use a sports analogy, but I was watching an interview over the weekend. I think they were interviewing the running back for the San Diego Chargers. I think his name is Williams, who has become a phenom as far as running backs are concerned. And obviously, when you have a running back that's a standout athlete, he is compared to all other great athletes before him. And obviously, the people he tried to emulate are people like Jim Brown, who he refers to as Mr. Brown because of the respect he held for Jim Brown and obviously his athletic achievements. And he looked at people like Walter Payton and all the other great running backs, and he made an interesting observation. He says, because the host that was interviewing him put him in an uncomfortable position of calling him one of the great all-time running backs. And so he asked him the question is you know, if you are great, how do you become a great in light of the people that you obviously have so much respect for? And he says that unless you learn from the greats, you will never be great. And that's very true with politicians today. They have never spent any time looking at the great Americans in the past and what their philosophies are.
Yeah, I think you might have missed my point with McCain was I think the potential for blackmail combined with that incredible ambition.
Well, sure. But look, when McCain, a lot of people seem to have forgotten McCain's sordid past, and in all presidential elections, past comes back to haunt you, and McCain's got a serious problem, or is going to have a serious problem explaining away the Keating 5 debacle that he was mired in the 80s. A lot of questions about influence peddling and getting government agencies to change policies in order to pander to wealthy investors. The only reason McCain ever had any regrets about the Keating 5 was he got caught.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking that so much as the Vietnamese blackmail angle, the one that...
Oh, sure, that'll come up. The whole story about his past will come up. Look, I mean, he's the best thing that right now, as far as the polls go, McCain is the leading candidate amongst the Republicans. On the Democratic side, it's well.
You remember that Rust limp jaw in the pre-primaries for Bush when he was cleaning when McCain was cleaning Bush's clock. And then that single elliptical reference from Russ Limpjaw made McCain a dead fish campaigner the very next day. That's all it took.
Well, wasn't it because he gave a speech at a university, a southern university that apparently Brown, who had never renounced racism? Oh, it's so pathetic. But yeah, look, 08 is going to be interesting.
God bless, Robbie.
All right, my friend. As with politics, you know, everything changes in a heartbeat. you know, 2008, we may be facing, obviously, riots in the streets, civil unrest, based on a collapsing dollar. All the players on the chessboard will change should we face an economic calamity in the next 24 months. People will be demanding from people who want to run from office answers to, obviously, the question of a collapsing dollar. And it's a fact we have to deal with. Dr. Chris Martinson has an article out that you can find on RepublicTradingGroup.com's website. It's entitled "The End of Money," and he says, "Prepare to be shocked." Now, this was the first person that I have seen that obviously has been paying attention to what David Walker has been saying. He says, prepare to be shocked. The U.S. is insolvent. There's simply no way for our national bills to be paid under current levels of taxation and promised benefits. Our federal deficits alone now total more than 400% of the GDP. This is a conclusion of a recent Treasury OMB report entitled Financial Report of the United States Government that was quietly slipped out on a Friday deep in the holiday season with little fanfare. Sometimes I wonder why the Treasury Department doesn't just pay somebody to come up to come in at 4:30 a.m. Christmas morning to release the report. Additionally, I've yet to read a single account of this report in any of the major news media outlets, but that is another matter. But here I understand. A report is this bad, requires all the muffling it can get. In his accompanying statement to the report, David Walker, controller of the U.S., warmed up his audience by stating that the GAO has found so many significant material deficiencies in the government's accounting system that the GAO was unable to express an opinion on the financial statements. In accounting parlance, that's the same as telling your spouse, and I quote, "Our checkbook is such an out-of-control mess, I can't tell if we're broke or rich." The next time you have an unexplained rash of checking withdrawals from that fishing trip with your buddies, just tell her that you are unable to express an opinion and see how that flies. He goes on to quote David Walker from this government report. And here it is. Despite improvement in both the fiscal year 2006 reported net operating costs and the cash-based budget deficit, the U.S. government's total reported liabilities, net social insurance commitments, and other fiscal exposures continue to grow and now total approximately $50 trillion, representing approximately four times the nation's total output in fiscal 2006. This is up from $20 trillion, or two times GDP in fiscal 2000. As this long-term fiscal imbalance continues to grow, the retirement of the baby boom generation is closer to becoming a reality, with the first wave of baby boomers eligible for retirement under Social Security coming due in 2008. Given these and other factors, it seems clear that the nation's current fiscal path is unsustainable and that tough choices by the President and the Congress are necessary in order to address the nation's large and growing long-term fiscal imbalances. David Walker, controller of the U.S. head. Well, we'll be back.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free. 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Could be the new theme song for the U.S. dollar. Help, call a doctor. I think I'm sick. As Dr. Martinson concludes in his article, Are You Shocked Yet? He says, in summary, I'm wondering how long we can pretend this problem does not exist. How long can we continue to buy stocks and flip houses, forget to save, pile up debt, import Chinese-made goods, and export debt? Are these useful activities for us to perform while there's an economic avalanche bearing down on us? Unfortunately, I'm not smart enough to know the answer. I only know that hoping a significant and mounting problem will go away is not a winning strategy. I know that we, as a nation, owe it to ourselves to have the hard conversation about our financial future sooner rather than later. And I suspect that the conversation will have to begin right here between you and me, because I cannot detect even the faintest glimmer that our current crop of leaders can distinguish between urgent and expedient. What we need is a good old-fashioned grassroots campaign. In the meantime, I simply do not know of any way to fully protect oneself against the economic ravages resulting from poorly managed monetary and fiscal institutions. For what it's worth, I'm heavily invested in gold and silver and will remain that way until the aforementioned institutions choose to confront what is rather than what's expedient. This could be a very long investment. All the best. Signed, Chris. Fact of life. This is the rather large pink elephant with an 800-pound gorilla sitting on his back, sitting in the middle of the living room that nobody wants to deal with. This is a real and serious issue. There's a lot of hype out there, as we tried to illustrate on the show earlier by the reports that we're making around the internet this morning. And to be perfectly honest with you, there was some panic out there. I mean, I was amazed. Is the dollar collapsing? Is it all over? It's not going to happen that fast. You trust me on this one. Things don't happen because of coincidences. Things happen because they plan to happen. You have been warned. Anyway, my friends, I'll be back with you tomorrow night and Wednesday night before I head out on vacation. So, till then, see you tomorrow. Bye.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.